Today is Tuesday, March 24th. We'll explain the holdup in that big stimulus package, the one that's supposed to give Americans personal checks, and what's expected to happen with it today. Also, the nation's doctor has a new message for Americans. Plus, Team USA wants out, why people are wearing rings for science, and koalas are making a comeback. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Senators are inching closer to a deal for an economic relief plan, despite some recent setbacks. Twice in just 24 hours, Democrats in the Senate rejected the Republicans' proposed plan. But The Hill reports they were working together to make some changes late last night, and another vote could come as soon as today. The latest version of the Senate stimulus package has a $1.8 trillion price tag. It would set aside $350 billion to help small businesses and $250 billion for direct cash payments to Americans. There would also be large spending increases for hospitals and healthcare providers. But Democrats have been concerned about the $500 billion set aside for corporations. They want to limit stock buybacks, CEO bonus pay, and layoffs, adding in more oversight. Republicans insist the money would be handled appropriately and accuse the Democrats of delaying the bill's passage during a national emergency. But again, lawmakers are still working on this, and as of midnight Monday, they now seem to at least be closer to a compromise. All of that is happening in the Senate. Over in the House, Democrats there unveiled their own version of a stimulus package yesterday. That one would cost $2.5 trillion. Reuters reports it adds billions of dollars to help states conduct elections by mail. Stay tuned for what actually gets passed. With all of this uncertainty in Washington, stocks fell another 3% yesterday. That was somewhat surprising since the Federal Reserve again tried to help earlier in the day. The Fed announced an unlimited expansion of bond purchasing programs, and it will lend to more businesses and local governments. Since this doesn't have much of an impact on investors, market analysts weighed in saying the market chaos of the last few weeks probably isn't going anywhere. So even more states have now issued stay-at-home orders. Now more than 100 million Americans are under these mandatory restrictions as officials hope to slow the spread of the virus and avoid overwhelming healthcare systems. And while people are following guidelines in some places, the U.S. Surgeon General still had some tough love for Americans. He said the new coronavirus outbreak will worsen this week, and he's saying it's mostly because people around the country are not taking the threat seriously enough. He's urging Americans to not panic, but simply take part in the social distancing. That means stay home as much as you can, and if you do go outside, be sure to stay at least 6 feet away from others. Also, wash your hands regularly. Also, it does not mean clean out your local grocery store. Last night, President Trump signed an executive order making it a crime to stockpile some supplies. It lets the president designate some items, like surgical masks, as scarce. Also of note today, the state of New York has confirmed more than 20,000 cases of COVID-19. That's half of the total cases we know about in the U.S. But the state is taking action. New York will begin testing 3 potential treatments this week. One will involve taking plasma antibodies from recovered coronavirus patients and injecting them into sick patients. Another study will look into the safety and effectiveness of combining 2 drugs approved for other conditions. And the state is also working on a blood test that would help determine whether someone already had a mild form of the virus but recovered and didn't know it. Globally, the World Health Organization says it took only 4 days to go from 200,000 cases to 300,000. But the organization's leader emphasized it's still possible to change that trajectory. He told countries to get aggressive by testing every suspected case, by treating sick people and quarantining their close contacts. The British Prime Minister is already taking some of that advice. He imposed some of the strictest orders the country has seen since the end of World War II. He banned people from leaving their homes apart from a few limited reasons. Italy is still the epicenter of this pandemic, but there's at least a small glimmer of hope. The number of deaths there dropped for the 2nd day in a row. Still, the daily death toll in Italy was more than 600. And don't forget, with borders closed, travel bans in effect, and flights canceled, some Americans are still stuck overseas. A senior Trump administration official told the Washington Post nearly 14,000 Americans have contacted the State Department for help getting home. And speaking of travel, the Wall Street Journal is now reporting major U.S. airlines are coming up with plans just in case they need to shut down nearly all passenger flights across the U.S. It's not happening yet, but airlines are struggling to keep flying with few paying passengers. They've already cut most international flying and cut back on domestic flights. No final decisions yet about whether they'll go a step further. It's looking very likely the 2020 Olympics will be postponed and not happen in Japan this summer. Team USA's Olympic and Paralympic Committee is the latest to urge the Games to be postponed. The committee said it surveyed a sample of athletes, and most, nearly 70%, said they do not believe the Games would be a fair competition if they continue as scheduled. And they could get their wish. A veteran member of the International Olympic Committee told USA Today the Games will be postponed, and now the IOC is just trying to figure out the new dates. Though other members of the committee say it's not a done deal just yet, and there's been no official announcement, so stay tuned. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to tell you about our sponsor this week, Native. Native deodorant is formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc, and it's never tested on animals. You always know what you're putting on your body because there are simple ingredients you've actually heard of, which I think is especially important when you put something on your body every day. And Native works. It's my favorite deodorant. And their scents are the best, like coconut and vanilla and cucumber and mint. And there are even seasonal options or unscented, so there's something for everyone. Also, Native is excited for the relaunch of their toothpaste line. They have natural toothpaste that whitens teeth and freshens breath, and there are fluoride versions. And look, there's no risk to try Native's products. You get free shipping on every order, and Native offers 30-day free returns and exchanges in the U.S. So for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use promo code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to get 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. Australian wildlife is getting back to living wild. Koalas are slowly being released into national parks. They were rescued this summer when unprecedented fires burned in the country. Sadly, it's estimated 10,000 koalas died during the Australian fires and drought. That's a third of the koala population in New South Wales. But nonprofit organizations and koala hospitals helped immensely, treating as many animals as they could for burns and dehydration. Now, thanks to recent rains, there are plenty of new plants blooming, so the animals are able to eat and live on their own as they're released. Still, rescue groups are keeping a close eye on them to make sure they settle in okay. America's largest utility company says it'll plead guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter from a 2018 wildfire. As part of the plea deal, the California company, Pacific Gas and Electric, or PG&E, admits its faulty equipment sparked the fire in Northern California. Remember, the flames spread extremely quickly in high winds. Well, now PG&E will pay the max fine of $4 million and help pay to restore access to water from a canal destroyed. But to be clear, no one from the company will actually go to prison. Some say it's a step toward justice and helping the people impacted rebuild and move forward. But others think PG&E is actually getting off the hook too easy. The company has already faced legal action in the past. It then filed for bankruptcy as part of a multi-billion dollar settlement to pay the victims for the multiple fires in 2017 and 2018. In a first-of-its-kind new study, researchers are trying a new way to identify and isolate people with COVID-19 earlier. They'll enlist 2,000 medical workers in San Francisco to start wearing smart rings, as in rings they'll wear just on their finger. The San Francisco Chronicle reports the rings monitor their body temperatures, heart rates, and other vital signs. The goal is to identify any type of fever or illness, but the company behind these rings, called Aura, is going further, asking all of its 150,000 users to share their medical data. So researchers can then use it and try to develop an algorithm for early detection of COVID-19. Even more companies are now saying they're hiring, including Instacart. Fox News reports the grocery delivery company plans to add 300,000 new full-service shoppers to its lineup over the next couple of months. If you're not familiar with Instacart, it's a platform that lets you pay someone to do your grocery shopping for you and then deliver the items to your door. And because of the new coronavirus, the company says the last 2 weeks have been its busiest ever, as more people stay home and try to avoid the store. Also hiring? Both CVS and Dollar General. Each company is looking for 50,000 new hires to fill various roles from full-time to temp workers. With millions of kids stuck at home right now, Amazon is providing free access to more than 40 of its children's shows. So you don't have to be an Amazon Prime member to watch anymore like you usually do. Instead, you just need a regular Amazon account. The company is trying to help parents and kids out, and it probably also hopes some families will want to get a Prime membership once things get back to normal. It's not clear how long the free access will last, but it is available now. And that's it for the main news today. But now it's time for our newest segment, introducing Talk to Me Tuesday, where I want you to talk to me about your COVID-19 questions. We want to at least experiment with this segment because we know there's so much information out there about the new coronavirus. So we hope to help you navigate it. Thanks to everyone who sent in questions already. We're starting with a question we saw from two different listeners, Rachel and Jim, and it's this. Can you get COVID-19 twice? So if you get it once and recover, can you get it again? It's a great question, but the truth is, it's still a big unknown right now. Harvard's medical school published a response saying most people who are infected and recover will likely develop at least short-term immunity to COVID-19. But even then, it's possible this virus does mutate each season, just like the flu, where it changes enough that your immune system thinks it's never seen it before. So far, we haven't seen that happen, but scientists are learning more about this new COVID-19 each day. It's worth noting there are some reports of people in China and Japan testing positive for COVID-19 a second time after recovering, though it's still not clear if they were truly reinfected or actually just had low levels of the virus still in their systems. At this point, it's still too early for anyone to know this answer for sure, but researchers are working to find out. Thanks again for your questions. We'll answer at least one new question each Tuesday. If you have one to ask, just send it to us on either Twitter or Instagram. Search The Newsworthy to find us, or you can email your question to staff@thenewsworthy.com. All right, thank you for listening today. Be sure to share The Newsworthy with all of your friends and family to help them stay updated. As always, you can find the links and sources for today's stories right in your podcast app or over at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.